Good morning, it's Monday the 13th of May and today is the start of Foster Care Fortnight, an annual campaign which aims to raise the profile of fostering and to show how foster care transforms lives. This morning you'll meet some of the people who foster, have been fostered, and also find out more about the fostering process here in West Yorkshire. Johnny Iansen has been spending some time with one foster carer in Huddersfield.
Hi Carol.
Hello.
I'm Johnny. Nice to meet you. How are you doing? All right?
Yes, it's good. I just got back from it.
As you meet Carol Sloan, you immediately know that this is a thoughtful person. She's just got back from Mexico a few hours before. She's got a washing to do. She's got the dinner to make. But instead, she's preparing me a brew.
Hi, my name's Carol Sloan. I'm a foster carer. I work for an amazing charity called TACT. I've been with them just over 8 years now. I have 4 foster children in placement with me, and their ages are at the moment 6, 7, 13 and 16.
As busy as she is, she never passes up the opportunity to talk about fostering and the difference it makes to her and the children's lives.
I think with fostering, you've both got to be on board if you're doing it as a partnership, and it is a 24/7 job. You've got to want to do it, and you've got to want to make the children part of your family. And our 4 children are part of our family. We had our vows renewed 3 years ago. We just had the 2 older children. They were bridesmaids for us. And then we had a mum and child placement a long time ago, and she's 5 now, and she came. There was a little girl that we'd had on respite, and she was also a bridesmaid as well. So it was a really family occasion.
What amazing gift that you've been able to give these children too, though. I mean, you've given them a house and you've given them an education, but more than anything else, you've given them love.
You know, you've got to love these children. You can't not love them. And I mean, I'm a softie anyway. I went into fostering. I knew what I was doing. My background's education and working with children. I used to work in a pupil referral unit, so I worked with difficult children. But it still doesn't prepare you, you know, because every child, every placement is different. We're hoping that the children we've got now will stay with us until they're 21, hopefully, or maybe even longer.
Carol had known for years she wanted to foster after having a childhood friend that was in a foster home. There are currently over 55,000 foster children with families, and Carol and her husband have fostered 11 of them in total. But don't they just want to put their feet up now their own children are older? You, as you say, you are a mum. You were a mum before you started fostering. And for a lot of people, when their children get older and they get teenagers and then they leave, people think, all right, let's relax, we've done the hard work.
Yeah,
why on earth would you want to put yourself through it again?
I don't know. I think we both wanted to do it, and it's a good life. I enjoy it. You know, I'm also at home, you know, so that's nice as well. We have all the holidays together. As I say, we travel a lot. You know, we're going away for Christmas this year. The kids are so excited. We're having Christmas Day on the beach. So it's seeing the face when they're running in the sea and when they get on their aeroplane for the first time. But it's just going out walking with the dogs, you know, taking them to a park, anything. Just being outdoor.
Johnny Iansen in Huddersfield. And if Carol's story has inspired you to consider fostering, let's find out a little bit more about the fostering process. Someone who deals with it in the Bradford district is Sheila David, Fostering Services Manager for Bradford Council. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Sounds very rewarding listening to Carol there, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yes. We have, in Bradford, we have 500, just over 500 fostering households. And these foster carers include families who care for children and young people who offer mainstream foster caring, that's children who are living with them on a permanent basis, but also offer children short breaks and also family and friends who care for the family and friends children. You know, fostering is where a child or young person who isn't able to live with their own family may have experienced some kind of abuse or trauma in their early childhood and now need a safe and stable and loving household to live where they can, you know, start to have childhood with a foster family. You know, and we welcome anybody who wants to inquire about fostering with us. You know, we have a team of people who are waiting to talk to families who are interested. If it's something that's, you know, crossed their mind in the past, or they just want to ask some questions, we're always welcome and open to any inquiry.
Could I ask, Sheila, and I realise this is a bit of a supply and demand type of a question, but does the need for fosterers always, is it always outweighed by the demand? For, I mean, have you got more children who need foster carers than you've got foster carers looking to help children?
We have. At the moment in Bradford, we have just under 1,200 children who are cared for by the local authority. And, you know, we want to care for our children within Bradford. You know, we're always recruiting foster carers. And we always, you know, want to care for these children, you know, within our own local authority. So, we, you know, we are constantly looking, you know, for the good, you know, good quality, caring and loving foster homes. But yes, absolutely, it is a national crisis in many ways that we do need more foster homes for our cared for children. Yes, so absolutely, it's, you know, the demand is always outweighed, you know, by the number of children we need to care for.
When you listen to Carol talking so candidly to Johnny there and hearing what she does and what she's done, you're almost tempted to say that foster carers are special people, and they are. But I also want to ask, anybody can do it, can't they? We probably shouldn't make out that you've got to be some kind of special person in that respect. It's something that anybody who feels they can do, they can investigate, they can explore, and they can find out if they're suitable.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we do want, you know, people to come along. We do, as a local authority, as with any fostering agency, we do have some statutory checks that we do need to complete. But, you know, I think if you have that, you know, that question in your mind, you know, we do want people. Often people think, oh, I can't do that. You know, fostering isn't for me. But absolutely, we do want people to come forward, you know, and ask those questions, you know, of the local authority from Bradford. You know, can I foster? You know, all we ask is, you know, have to be over the age of 21, have a spare bedroom for the child, a young person to have of their own. You know, and can you offer that love and stability to a child or children? You know, specifically, we do need foster homes for children, sibling groups of children, and, you know, for children with very specific needs. You know, if you feel that you could offer something, you know, to these children, you know, please do come along and talk to us.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Sheila. Sheila David, Fostering Services Manager for Bradford Council. And we'll look at the other side of fostering. You'll meet someone who has been in foster care after 8 o'clock this morning and find out what impact good foster care has had on him.